5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. It's Jades. It's your last hour, at least for the time being, on the whole show as you get set to start UNC. Start school next week. You ready? You pumped? You ready to rock and roll? Get your dorm ready to go?
Oh, yeah. I have, I think, half a box packed.
There you go. That's all you need, man. So, your folks are in Greeley, so if you forget something, you can just buzz over and get it, right?
Yeah, I'm super excited, though. I'm excited to move out, ready for the new chapter, but not really excited for the whole school thing.
Are you going to... Yeah, that's kind of secondary with all of it. No, I love school. Are you going to do laundry there, or are you going to take your laundry and have your folks do it?
That's funny, because my mom was literally asking me that yesterday.
It's a legitimate question. You become an adult, officially, when you start doing your own laundry. And not that you don't do it now, but now there's like no... Like, I'll admit, you know, my dad worked me on the farm and stuff, but my mom did all of our laundry until I moved out. She did my laundry. And it was like, I never even thought of it. Now the idea of somebody not doing their laundry is just like foreign to me. Do you do your own laundry?
My mom doesn't know.
But that's okay. Like, there's a lot of people that don't. And now I'm thinking, like, well, yeah, come to think of it, 18 years, I didn't even know how to wash my own clothes.
Yeah. Well, it's not that I don't know how to. It's just, I don't know. It's just kind of like a routine.
I don't even think I knew how to be honest. Back in the day, I don't even think I knew how to.
Well, and my mom works from home, so it's just easy. Like, it's convenient.
Yeah, my mom, I mean, for the most part, she ran a restaurant for a while, but for the most part, when I was like, in school and stuff, she would just do it. You know, we'd all bring it down. We had our clothes, we'd bring them downstairs. She'd wash it. Then when I moved into the dorms, I started washing my own. I'm like, this is weird. Because you got to wait on your clothes. You can't just leave. Somebody steal your stuff. It's a different time. It's a different challenge.
To answer your question, I think it's going to mostly depend on the week. Like, if I've got a couple minutes just to swing by the house.
And don't get me wrong. I would store up clothes knowing, all right, I'm going to be going home in like 3 weeks. I can hang in. I can do this. So I just would store it up and bring all the laundry home.
I would do that. I haven't really decided. I think it's just going to be like a week by week.
Take advantage of it. If your mom's good with it, take advantage of it. Because you're going to be doing it forever after that.
That's true.
Take advantage of it. I mean, I don't mind doing laundry. It's hanging shirts. The rest of it, don't care. It's fine. But hanging shirts drives me absolutely insane.
I absolutely hate putting my clothes away.
Yes.
That's the worst.
It's silly. Stupid.
I could care less about washing it. It's just putting it away. I'm like, I feel like I'm packing. Like, I don't want to pack.
I don't want to do it. So my kid, you know, he still wears onesies. You know, they're not the baby onesies, but, you know, the little PJ onesies, little footy pajamas. And he only wears them to bed. So whenever we wash them, or if it's my turn to do his clothes, we just mix it in with whoever. My wife does her own stuff, I do mine, and we'll throw his in, whichever load is going. Every time I wash his little footy onesie things, I just grab them, roll them up, throw them in the dresser. My wife folds them up nicely, and they look great. You can tell when my wife does laundry, and she's like, I can always tell when you do it, because you just throw them in there. I'm like, he's just wearing them to bed. Nobody's going to see him. We're not going to church. We're not going out to a ball or anything, you know? So it's fine. Just crinkle them up, throw them in there. Wrinkly doesn't matter. You're sleeping in them.
First of all, those onesies are heavily underrated.
Oh, they're legit, dude.
Of course.
He has some good ones, too. Yeah. Like, really creative stuff.
Like Louis Vuitton.
Not quite there yet, but there's one with, like, little rate. They're, like, they look like they're basketball shoes or the little footsies. That's what they are.
Ooh.
They look like basketball shoes.
Got some Jordans?
They look like Jordans because they're a little bit bigger. They're built like a shoe. It's fantastic. So he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's got some style.
I'm not a drawer organizer either, though. Like,
no.
I just, like, I have certain drawers for what I want, but usually what I wear is going to be right on top because that was what's last in the wash anyway.
Yeah, yes.
So it's like...
Your laundry habits will change, though, now that once you start getting to the point where you're the one doing everything, everything's going to change. I mean, it's going to be amazing. Little things like that you didn't even think of, and it just becomes part of your life.
Yeah.
And now it's, like, so much a part of my life, it's just like, yeah, it's laundry day.
I I do have some good food, though, that I will be bringing to the dorms. I've been, like, kind of, like, the last year, I've kind of been going through the house seeing, like, what's going to work, what's not.
You're not. Are you going to do the cafeteria thing, or what?
I will have meals. I think 14 in a week, which I'll probably not even use 10. But
I don't even. So you have a certain amount?
Yeah, it's four. Well, there's, like, 14, 19, and I think unlimited.
But I think I did unlimited. I was a hungry kid.
I just don't feel like I'm going to ever go down there, though. I'll be like, I've got food at the dorm.
Mm.
Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm too lazy.
I stopped eating in my dorm because I found a mouse in the dorm.
See, I would catch it and make it my pet. I've wanted
would
a
not.
Hamster
oh
for so
God.
Long.
Oh, I hate you for that. I want a hamster. I'm glad this is your last day because you and I disconnect on rodents. If it's a rodent, it doesn't belong in the world.
Hamsters?
It's a rodent. It's still a mouse.
Dude, they look at you and they just want to hug you.
No, that's how they get you. That's how they get you. No, dude, I'm in my dorm. It's torn down now. It's the new, I told you, right. Now it's the new place. And I didn't have a dorm mate yet for like the first 2 months. And so I'll never forget this. I had a bag of Doritos. And then I had a fan, that like one of those rotator fans just blowing on me. And it was nice because it was hot in there and stuff. And so I kept hearing a crinkling of the Dorito bag. And I'm like, oh, that's just when the fan hits it, maybe. And I'm half asleep, you know, half awake, whatever. So every time it does it, but then I noticed when the fan wasn't blowing on my face, I would hear it. I'm like, wait, the fan's facing the other way. What's making that noise? So I look up, reach over, there's a giant hole in the front of the Dorito bag, and out pops a mouse. And I, being a farm kid, people make fun of me for this, but I loathe mice. Absolutely hate mice. I've always hated mice. And for the next month of my life, that little mouse just lived in my dorm. I would always find him. He was always around. I kind of just got used to the fact that he was there. It sucked
so
bad.
You should have started feeding him. Okay, hear me out. Hear me out. There's a tier list of rodents, though.
They're all in the same terrible, devilish box.
You cannot say a freaking guinea pig is equivalent to a rat.
It's a mouse with hair. It's just a mouse with a ton of freaky, gross
hair.
Those
things want to love you, Brady.
No way,
embrace
dude.
It.
No. Yes. I just, if they have the little wiggly rabbits, those aren't really rodents. Rabbits. That's different. I'll give you, that's a little different to me. I'm not crazy about rabbits either, but I'll pet a rabbit, like the bunnies you see at the fair and stuff. That's fine.
Is that so? Are rodents where you draw the line? Like, you're good with like snakes, spiders, and stuff, but rodents, you're like,
I mean, I don't, it's not like I want to go cuddle a snake.
Right.
You know, but.
But you rather, like, if you're going to see something, you'd rather see a snake than a.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And again, like right now, if we saw a snake in here, I'd still be like, whoa, there's a snake in here. We probably should get out of here.
Right.
But if I saw a mouse right now,
you'd be losing
I'm
it.
I'm like, dude, go to break. Okay. Go get the, somebody get this mouse out of here, please.
I draw the line at centipedes. I hate centipedes.
They don't bother me either. Although, can't they kill you? Or not. I don't know.
Probably,
I don't
bro.
Know.
Have you seen how scary those things are? That is an alien.
Not as scary as a mouse, man. Not as, those things are so gross, nasty.
The star-nosed moles. They got the little
That's
wigglers.
Even worse. Yeah. That's like a mouse, but a dead one that came back as a demonic rodent. No, I think like hamsters, guinea pigs, rats. Who would own a rat?
Okay, yeah. Who would own a rat?
People I tell me they have pet rats. I'm like, what? Who hurt you, man? What's wrong with you? Do you need a friend?
I can understand, like, one of the, not one of the albino mice, but one of the brown mice, I can get behind that. But that's like it.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Mm-mm. No, just no mice.
Centipedes are brought by the devil. I mean,
they're not my friends either, but.
Those things are scary.
I'd try, like, lizards and stuff, I'm not crazy about those, but I would rather see a lizard.
Ooh, I had a gecko.
I think we had a salamander. Okay. And it was fine. I didn't want to, like, get it out and cuddle on it or anything, but it was like, I could look at it and not want to just die.
See, when I had my gecko, I wanted to get it out and cuddle with it, but then I didn't because I was young and I had baseball tournaments every weekend, and so I never touched
it. So maybe
and
you'll go get one for the dorm.
I can't.
You can't pet?
But every time I tried to touch it, it would hiss at me like a cat.
Because they're part snake.
I was like, whoa.
They're part snake. They're snakes with legs. That's what lizards are. They're just snakes with legs.
But centipedes, though.
As long as you don't have... Like, they tore that building down, and I'm telling you. PETA will come at me if I tell you half the stuff that we tried to do to get rid of this mouse. Because I'm from a farm. You put poison down, and you get rid of the damn things.
Right.
This thing didn't... I saw it snatch a poison block and run away. And I'm like, okay, it's going to eat that, and it's probably going to die. Mm-mm. For the next 2 months, still there. And it just was getting stronger from it. So when they tore, I don't even remember what the dorm name was. When they tore, I think it was Candelaria. When they tore it down, I promise you, that little mouse erupted from the rubble and just went and, and scurried away.
You know why that?
Survived that.
You know why that mouse survived?
Probably because I was there.
No.
Oh, okay. The Doritos that he ate.
Maybe, but he was dialed in.
He was dialed in. Like Mr. Russell Wilson.
Yes, sir.
Is he dialed in for tomorrow?
Probably not, because he's not even going to play.
Do you think he should play?
I don't know if necessarily tomorrow. I think he should play at some point.
If he was still playing for the Seattle Seahawks and Pete Carroll came out and said, Russ isn't going to play, we wouldn't bat an eye, right?
Who cares?
We wouldn't bat an eye because you already know Russ. He's in that system. It's fine. He doesn't need to. But this is a brand new system, a brand new coach, a brand new. I don't think he's going to play. Sean Keeler opened us up, you know, a little bit to what's going on at camp. Is there concern that Nathaniel Hackett is too much of a player's coach? Too light on these guys?
It's possible. Like, I see where he's coming from, like where Hackett's coming from in the like very low contact aspect of it. But it's also like maybe it's a good thing too, because I mean, I don't know what the rest of the teams are looking like in terms of fights.
I don't know if they're doing it, if other teams are doing the same thing that Hackett's doing.
Well, but like what's crazy to me is that it's so low contact, and yet they're still getting in fist fights. It's like,
well,
really?
Yesterday was contact.
Not pads, though. It was just like the helmets, right? Or were they padded up?
They were padded up.
Oh, so it was like full on practice.
Think so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah, it was pretty,
then
pretty,
I understand
pretty close.
That. But if it's like low contact,
I mean, they were
practice.
Hit. Bradley Chubb flat out went up to Ezekiel Elliott and just busted him down, man. I mean, he knocked him flat on his rear end. And that's why I kind of like, yeah, they were all padded up, man. I mean, they were in their full, they had those concussion things over their helmets and stuff. But no, they were ready. They were ready to go.
Okay, so it was real.
But I think through a lot of practice, they weren't as much.
Right.
You know, UNC, I go out there yesterday, Ed McCaffrey, and they weren't padded up. They were padded up the day before and then back to shorts and you know, just tops and stuff. They weren't even in shoulder pads. Noob says, footy PJs rock. Don't leave home without them. Every time I see Gavin running around those things, I'm like, damn, I got to get some of those. I just need to. And I can't fit into his at all. Tried.
You got to get matching ones.
Oh, yeah.
For the CBAs.
At some point, that's what we'll do. Well, Kenny Swami, how are you more afraid of a mouse than a snake? Normally, we fear the animal higher on the food chain. I've eaten a snake. I won't eat a mouse. Oh, I've had rattlesnake. Rattlesnake Roundup in Sharon Springs, Kansas? Oh, yeah. Rattlesnake tastes just like chicken if it were a rattlesnake. It's good. It's actually not bad.
Okay, I got to ask. I don't care what it tastes like. I got to ask why.
Why? I don't know. It's just a thing they did, and my dad took me there. It's a rattlesnake Roundup. Just rattlesnakes, dude.
I guess why do we eat?
Right. Who's the first person to see and say, hey, I'm going to eat the inside of an egg? Let's see what happens here. That looks like that's going to be fun. Is it this hard little rock thing that I found that came from this animal's butt? Yeah, I'm going to eat what's inside that. That's going to be fun for me. Like, who did that? Who was the first person who did that? An egg seems good.
What's the weirdest food you've ever eaten?
Probably a rattlesnake.
I've had fried fish eyes.
That's gross.
Yeah.
And you won't eat a rattlesnake?
No.
You eat a fried fish eyes, but you won't eat a rattlesnake?
I probably would actually eat rattlesnake. I'd try it.
So that's my point is, Will County Swami's saying that we're higher on the food chain than a mouse, not a snake. But I've eaten a snake, not a mouse. So the mouse is higher on the food chain, or lower on the food chain to me, I think. I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
I don't think that's how that works.
Trying to say something. Wrapping insurance guy. Oh, I don't. This is an old texter. All rodents, rabbits, hamsters, gerbils, mice, rats are a nuisance to the world, and I have a very rational fear of them biting my fingers, arms, etc. Thank you, wrapping insurance guy. I don't remember why he got that name, but I absolutely love this. All rodents are just awful. All of them. Every single one of them. They're not cute. I don't know why they made Mickey Mouse out of that. Like, that's not a cute thing. Jerry, Tom and Jerry, like growing up, that we were all lied to. Mice are not adorable. They don't just crawl in their little holes and nibble on cheese. They want to nibble on your soul, man. Ugh. 970 says, damn, Jade's fried fish eyes, that's sick, man.
Yeah, it was. I was in Mexico. We went deep sea fishing, and they, our captain and his kid cooked our fish for us.
That's gross.
And they brought out all the fish, and the kid started eating the eyes, and I was like, well, shoot, I mean, I might as well try one. And then I had like five or six.
What about Rocky Mountain oysters?
I'm a fan.
Yeah, they're good. You tell people that though, and you describe it, and they're like, what's wrong with you, bro?
Although, if they're too chewy, it's like, okay.
Then you're aware of what you're eating? Is that, like, what, they're too chewy and you're kind of like, hmm.
I don't care. I'm like, okay, so I'm having a ball. But it's like, it's not necessarily what I'm eating. It's like, I'm a texture guy. Like, I don't, it could taste phenomenal, but if it has a bad texture, even if it's something I know.
Like what has a bad texture? What else?
Slimy lettuce.
I don't like that, man. That's gross. I don't want that. Brian Gary's going to be in the whatever that thing is, like an eating contest in Severance.
I saw
on the 20th?
That. Yeah, Severance Days.
Are you going?
I kind of want to go to support
it. You should go. I'm going to go. I live like 5 minutes away.
It's a weekend, yeah?
Yeah. It's a Saturday. Ooh. Tanner, is it a Saturday? I think he said, yeah. He's out there on the back.
Yeah, I might have to go for the support.
Yeah, you have to. I'm going to go
Brian,
there.
Go
yeah,
Brian.
I think it's going to be a great time. Wrapping insurance guy. This is when we're getting this guy coming because he's talking about some great stuff. FFA oyster fries are the best, worst thing. Come for the bowl, stay for the cake. I don't know. Oyster, I don't. Is that? What is that? What is that? Have you ever had that? Have you heard of that?
Uh-uh. I don't even know what that means.
I could have just read something really bad. I don't even know, man.
I probably should have dumped that, but
have you ever had octopus?
Yes, I love octopus.
Not calamari, but
nope, just yeah.
That's gross.
Not raw, but
I had it raw.
In Mexico, they brought out a full cactus, just grilled cactus, and my buddy's mom, I guess, bet me $20 to eat one of the tentacles, and I did.
Cactus? Is that what they call?
Huh?
You said cactus?
Oh, octopus.
Octopus. Oh, I was like, yeah, is cactus what they call a dead octopus, or
what's,
what?
What's the difference, really?
I was like, all right, this transition went
but
well.
My buddy's dad mm-hmm. ate one, too, and he could feel the suction cups down his throat. He almost threw up. It was like the worst experience. Now, anytime we say octopus around him, he almost vomits.
That's how I am now, man. Thank you, Wrapping Insurance. I knew FFA. I thought you meant like oyster fry. Rocky Mountain oyster fry are the best, worst thing. I have a story on that real quick, okay, before we break. So I grew up, as you know, I'm a small town Cheyenne County farm kid. We were ranchers and all that stuff too. So we would get together once in a while, and we'd work calves and stuff. You'd brand them and doctor them, and then of course, you know, the dudes would get the other stuff would happen to them. And we would always plan. All right, after we're done, we're gonna have a big shindig, and we're gonna have a Rocky Mountain oyster fry out here. So we got all of the goods in a bucket, just full of that stuff, plus a lot of liquids from everything. We're driving into town, and I think my buddy that's driving forgets that they're in the back. So we get on the highway. He's turning onto the highway, and he just... And all of them fall out onto the road. And for like the next 3 months, every time I would go over the highway, just a big old splatter of red across the highway from where... And so we were always reminded, and that ruined the Rocky Mountain oyster fry. We ended up just grilling hamburgers because we didn't have any. So it was like, well, I guess that solved that riddle. So it was just funny because every time we would drive by that spot, whether we were going to a game or whatever, you'd always see that and go, that was the Rocky Mountain oyster fry we were supposed to have, is there on the highway.
That's actually a great story.
Yeah.
See, that's one of the, like... I'm a city boy. That's one of the stories I'll never get to have.
Yes.
Because...
Oh, yeah, dude. We can go on forever on that stuff.
For real.
24 minutes after the hour. The depth chart, of course, the unofficial depth chart for the Broncos. How many of the Broncos should be playing on Saturday as far as starters go? I mean, should Russell play? Should Jerry Jeudy play? Should Courtland Sutton play? And if you say, obviously, Jerry Jeudy should play, be careful, because if you lose Jerry Jeudy... KJ Hamler's number two. You want to be careful here. And just like Sean Keeler told us from the Denver Post, this is not necessarily about evaluating as much as it is about surviving. Don't be surprised if the preseason is reduced ultimately to like one or two games. That's where we're headed. 25 minutes after the hour. Short break coming up. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Live from the Allo Communications Studios, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
How can you hate that song? It's so good. I never heard it before. Apparently, it's an 80s song. I never heard it until Stranger Things. Yeah, that's fine. We didn't get it. Would you play it up to the chorus, though? Is it done? It's from Stranger Things. It's an epic scene when it starts blaring, too. Makes me want to watch it again.
This there part right here has been played overplayed so much.
Yeah. It's always in my head now. It also... No, I don't want to give you any spoilers because you're getting ready to watch it. So, you'll get it, man. You're about to be opened up to a brand new world, my friend. We need people to text in some more ideas. Rapping Insurance Guy's been on fire today. I need Netflix suggestions for College Boy over there. Jade's needing some stuff to watch because he's going to be studying all the time. How many hours a night you think you're going to be studying? You should
all
study.
Of them.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. No, seriously, take it. Let me give you some advice. I know we're having fun today. Do study. Do take it seriously because you can learn. There's a lot of great classes. There's some fun classes, but you have to take them seriously. Don't not go to class. That's stupid.
Yeah. There's a few classes I have this semester that I'm really excited about. I have a couple like just prereqs for my actual major, and then I have an intro to psychology that I'm really excited about.
I took
about.
One of those. I took a class like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How was it for you?
Oh, if I would have been, I'm sure it would have been exciting. It would have been fun. It seemed interesting on paper.
What was your grade in that class?
Oh, it was so good. No, I just, you know, man, grades, I don't really focus on grades, bro.
You don't believe in them?
Let me just say this. Unless you're studying to be a scientist or a doctor, if you just go to class, you will A's and B's. If you just go to class, you will have A's and B's, guaranteed.
Well, and I'm not planning on skipping class.
Like. Nobody plans to.
No.
It's 10 o'clock, man. What do I got to do? What do you got to do? Ah, so many things. Got to get them done.
Sorry, Mom. I know you're listening.
Yeah. See, that's why you're saying you don't plan on skipping. Don't. You're right. Stick to that, Jades. Rapping Insurance Guy says, has he seen Space Jam?
Yes, I've seen.
Have you seen
Space
the new
Jam
one?
I've seen the second Space Jam.
Is it
Jam.
Good? Second one?
Yes.
It's good? Better than the first one?
No.
No way. Yeah.
It was trash.
Oh, it was. It was bad. Second
I
one was bad.
I did not enjoy it.
First one's amazing, though.
Oh, yeah. It's a classic.
It's like one of the best movies. It's a smart movie. Well, there you go. You have that suggestion to just go back and rewatch. We need stuff that you haven't seen, though. Right, and you haven't seen a lot of older stuff, so we can
Correct.
Suggest that. I gave you The Witcher. That's a good one.
That'll be a definite watch.
Yeah, but just a bunch of stuff. Documentaries are good, too. Are you into that stuff? Is it too nerdy for you?
I really like sports documentaries. I like documentaries, but I'm also kind of picky with
them. Are you a big Jim Carrey fan?
Yes, he's...
Did you ever see Man in the Moon?
Uh-uh.
So Andy Kaufman... He was a comedian, I don't know, 70s, 80s. He was in Taxi. Very out there comedian. Like, punked in all those shows. It was his base that created those. Like, you didn't know if he was joking or if he was being serious or whatever. Anyway, interesting dude. Jim Carrey plays that guy in a movie called Man on the Moon. I don't know, it was probably 20, 30 years ago. They make a documentary about Jim Carrey becoming Andy Kaufman. It will make you change the way you think of Jim Carrey. Let me just say that.
In a bad way?
Kinda.
Really?
I mean, he's in on it, so it's not like he's trying to ruin his... But he just becomes this guy. And it's strange, dude. It's strange. Go watch that.
Well, because, yeah, that's actually really interesting. I like that psychology stuff. I could never do it as a career.
But... Yeah. Well, enjoy your first semester of college starting next week. You've been great, Jades. And I know we're going to be connected with you. You're going to be doing some stuff on the prep side, night stuff, too, and at some point. So we'll be in touch. We'll be in touch. All right, the depth chart for the Broncos, just when you're glancing at it, how many players should actually get meaningful minutes tomorrow? Do we need to see Jerry Jeudy out there? It's not that he's earned anything or proven anything, but do you risk Courtland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy being in a preseason game after Tim Patrick just went down, knowing the injury history of KJ Hamler and knowing the injury history of Courtland Sutton? Do you risk doing that? Or do you want to see, can you go see Kendall Hinton out there? Go see Montrell Washington and KJ Hamler. Go see those guys. Try to, you know, again, there's going to be tons of wide receivers that are not going to make this team. Go out and see if there's somebody that can go out and tear it up. I do want to see Dalton Risner. Now, I know you're not with your quarterback and all that stuff, and that can change things, but Dalton's not on the bubble. I mean, he's making this team. We talked to Dalton. I love Dalton. But he's got to fight for his job right now. He is going to be a free agent after this season. So not only is he fighting for his starting job, he's fighting for a contract. And I think he's the starting left guard right now. Graham Glasgow is his backup. Quinn Miners is probably going to start on the right guard side. So, and Quinn has just torn it up. Like, he is just, the belly, right? You guys know him. He has just torn it up in camp and earned that right guard spot. He's jumped over Graham Glasgow. I wouldn't mind seeing the offensive line as a unit. Garrett Bowles, Dalton Risner, Lloyd Cushenberry, Quinn Miners, and Calvin Anderson as a unit for a few series. Just a few. Just to kind of get them working together, see how it is when they're making full contact out in a real game. I don't know that you know what? I'm changing my tune on Russ, Jades. I think we should see a quarter of Russell Wilson because it's a new team. And therefore, I mean, do you want to see? I'm scared of seeing Courtland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy because both have had injury history. And if one of those guys goes down, you're in trouble. Now, the odds are you can keep Russell safe, tell him to be smart, don't take a lot of crazy hits. But I wouldn't mind seeing Russell Wilson out there at least working a little bit with this offensive line. Don't need to see Courtland Sutton and Jeudy. And I know it sounds weird, Brady, you'd rather see Russell out there and risk him getting hurt, but not Sutton or Jeudy. I think the odds of a wide receiver getting hurt, especially with Denver's wide receivers, are greater than Russell Wilson at this stage. So I wouldn't mind seeing Russell for a quarter. Put him out in the first quarter. That's probably, what, 2 to 3 series? If it's a new team, then you shut him down the rest of the preseason. This is the game to see it happen, I suppose. Defensively, I definitely want to see Josie Jewell and Jonas Griffith. I don't know that we will. Will we see starters? How many starters will actually play tomorrow night? Justin Simmons going to play? Kareem Jackson going to play? Kareem Jackson's not going to play, right? How many guys are actually going to play? I mean, you saw Josh Jacobs for the Raiders play in the Hall of Fame game. That's Josh McDaniels, though. So I suppose anybody could play. We could see everybody. But I don't know that I need to see all of the starters out there, nothing to prove, but I wouldn't mind seeing Russ work with his offensive line a little bit and just kind of get the feel of what this offense is going to look like. That's our poll question, though. Should Russell Wilson play at all tomorrow? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. 38 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out of here and get the latest on the Local Sports Flash.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA, Go Bears. I get to know your name.
Well, it's heating stuff up in here. And if your house is heating up a little too much, you need to talk to our friends at Lemons Heating and Cooling. See what I did there, Jades? Call them at 970-567-0798. Get that HVAC system up to date because it's like the next 2 days. Dude, it is stupid hot out there. I was at, felt like an idiot. I'm at practice yesterday for UNC. They practiced at 3 in the afternoon. I'm just drenched. Like, I just covered myself in sunscreen. I probably sweated off walking out there. Because we were on the turf field. Somebody told me the turf field was like 110 degrees. It was so hot. So I only stayed out for like 30 minutes. I'm like, no, I'm out. Sorry, I'm not a football player anymore. I'm not tough. I'm out the door. Oh, well, I was never tough. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. What'd you think of Bradley Chubb mixing it up a little bit with Ezekiel Elliott? I mean, he was just, he was on a mission, I think, to light a little bit of a fuse. I think he was sending a message that I'm the leader of this team still. I can be the leader of this team. He popped Ezekiel Elliott. Did you see that video? Popped him pretty good. Elliott's like, dude, there's no need for that. Chubb just says, sorry, man. Not very sincere. I kind of like to see it. Now, I'm not taking anything from yesterday's practice. And again, I wasn't there. But what you read about it, what you hear about it, I just think you take all the stuff with a grain of salt. If the Broncos suck in 2 months, then we're probably going to look back to it and say, yeah, maybe Hackett didn't have it right when it came to practicing. If they're great, we probably just say, all right, worked out. Russell Wilson's great. But I liked the fact that Bradley Chubb had a little fire. According to the Denver Post and Mark Kisla, Chubb said, you've got to walk that swag. He said he was just, you know, they were getting tired of being pushed around. And so Chubb decided to just push back. He goes up and pops Ezekiel Elliott. And Elliott looks back at him and says, you ain't got to do that. Chubb replied, my bad, bro. And then they just continued to go on. Chubb said tempers flared a little bit, but that's just the nature of football. Now, I mean, do you take away from this and say, oh, the Broncos are ready. They are poised. They are going to be one of the best teams. No. But you have a guy in Bradley Chubb, and I heard the opposite with Jerry Jeudy, that he was kind of getting pushed around, and he didn't push back as much. Both those guys are fighting, and Dalton Reisner. Those guys, there's some guys on this team that we've come to know over the last few years. Dalton Reisner, Jerry Jeudy, Bradley Chubb. And they're all three fighting for, I mean, Jerry Judy's not fighting for a contract this year, but kind of. Chubb and Dalton Reisner are officially fighting for a contract. Dalton's fighting for his position and a contract. Bradley's the starter. They drafted Nick Bonito, saying that if you don't work out, Nick's ready to rock and roll. But I like this from a guy that's fighting for his job. He wants to get another contract extension. Man, it's hard to make it in the NFL. We all know that. It's hard to last in the NFL. We see the Aaron Rodgerses and Tom Brady's and Russell Wilson. We see these guys playing into their mid-30s and then now in their 40s and Tom Brady in mid-40s. Like, we see that. That's not the norm. That is very rare. In fact, it was a study like 10 years ago that the career life expectancy of an average football player is like 4 to 6 years. That you're really going to just play through one contract. That you're going to get one contract after you get drafted or sign on as a free agent. That's your contract. Getting a second contract, and again, Chubb's had an extension, but can he get another one? Can Dalton Reisner get a contract extension? Can he make the team? This is why I look at Bradley Chubb and I hear from him. I'm hearing about him a lot, that he's locked in, that he's creating chaos in training camp. Doesn't mean anything for the regular season, but I can tell you, if we were just mums the word and weren't hearing anything, we'd still just be, you know, not really talking about him. He's trying to get his name out, and I like it, man. Kareem Jackson comes in and says, dude, I'm the one who had to calm things down, and I'm usually the one instigating it. So I think that Bradley Chubb, watch out for this guy. Maybe this is the year that he his rookie year, remember that? Did he have 11 sacks? He was phenomenal. We thought, man, it's another Von Miller. And then whether it was health or just Chubb not living up to that top five pick status, He's never gotten there. Could this be the year? 48 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show on the other side. It's Jades of Spades' final segment as he gets set to go to the University of Northern Colorado next week. We'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1, 1310 KFKA.
Go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Oh, back to school. Back to school. To prove to Dad that I'm not a fool. I got my lunch packed up, my boots tied tight. I hope I don't get in a fight. Oh, back to school, back to school, back to school. Well, here goes nothing.
Is that how you feel today, Jades? Is that your little Billy Madison
vibes
today?
Yeah, well, here goes nothing.
And that's what I was impressed with you today. You said that's a movie that you love. You've seen it a ton of times.
I could probably quote that movie word for word.
Oh, it's just one of the silliest movies, but my goodness, it was so good. Or it is so good, I should say. Well, congratulations, Jades. You're going to be great, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. But again, we'll be seeing you around here, too. It's just your schedule doesn't really allow. It's tough when you have full credits to really take off like 3.5 to 4 hours in the middle of the day.
Yeah, I know, and I appreciate that, Brady. It was an honor working here, and it still will be, but it was just so much fun. I loved the whole show, and you Hooligans.
Yeah, the Hooligans are great. You're great, Jades. It's going to be a blast to see what you do here, and again, we'll be hearing from Jades a lot, especially as the school first semester kind of winds down, too. So best of luck to you from all of us at the station and everybody here, man. We're ready for you to rock and roll and go do some great things. And represent, man. Get out there and do it.
Well, thank you very much, Brady. And I will be representing KFKA.
I love it, man. And go watch Stranger Things this weekend. Make it happen. I expect it all to be done by Monday when I text you. I'm still going to text you. I'll probably still text you to get clips ready. I mean, I don't want you getting rusty, even though you're not getting ready for here. All right, that's going to do it for us. Broncos Cowboys tomorrow night. Will there be a Russell Wilson sighting as far as on the field? I don't think so, but I really wouldn't mind seeing it. So that's going to do it for us. Have a wonderful night. We continue 13 days, 13 teams. It is Mountain View Day tonight for Clark Johnson starting at 5 o'clock. Good night, Northern Colorado.